Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 126 today, another song of ascents. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like unto them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the nations, The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Though he goes on his way weeping, bearing forth the seed, he shall come again with joy, bringing his sheaves with him. What is it that fills our mouths with laughter and singing? Is it the strength and security found in God, so often praised in these psalms? Is it that God hears us? Or is it that he exacts vengeance on evil workers of iniquities? The great celebration in this psalm is redemption. God brings his people back. The return from the captivity and enslavement of sin is life's greatest offer, grace's greatest treasure. We are like those that dream when we are redeemed by God. We're filled to bursting with laughter. Songs pour out of our mouths. Our joy is so full that it's seen by those around about us, those who know not God even. God's great things are done for us. We are redeemed. We are returned to the presence and to the paradise of God. And so we sing this song. We can sing this song every time we encounter new sorrows. We can sing it in confidence, knowing that though we are sowing in tears, we will indeed reap in joy. Because we have brought back sheaves in joy, we will do it again in joy. These sorrows will pass, and God will redeem us. Let's read it again. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like unto them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the nations, The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Though he goeth on his way weeping, bearing forth the seed, he shall come again with joy, bringing his sheaves with him. The encouragement and the excitement found in this psalm helps me carry through in dark or hard days. There are times of weeping, but I need to bear forth the seed. There are times of sorrow, but I need to keep doing the right work and live a righteous life. This psalm gives me the confidence to know that I will be able to reap and harvest in joy in the redemption of God. Well, thanks for listening in, and hope to talk with you again soon.